Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 17th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Pasta Day. This cheerful holiday traces pasta's global popularity, inviting everyone to twirl, slurp, and share plates of their favorite shapes. Celebrate with a cozy family dinner, a playful pasta tasting, or by trying a new sauce. Buon appetito. Go enjoy and celebrate. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 2 feet. Conditions remain consistent throughout the morning, holding at 2 feet until noon. By midday, it shifts to fair as the wind picks up to 5 miles per hour. Expect onshore winds increasing to 8 miles per hour by the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 17 seconds and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 5 feet at 8 a.m., followed by a 1.5-foot low tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves at 2 to 3 feet on Saturday morning, offering a perfect start to the day. As the day progresses, a slight increase in wind leads to fair conditions by the afternoon. Sunday sees a steady swell maintaining 2 to 3 feet with favorable conditions throughout, making it the standout day of the period. Monday continues with similar size, but conditions start to fade into fair territory. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 60 degrees, with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:17 and will rise again tomorrow at 7:01. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 72 and a light northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect clear skies with a low around 58 and a calm north-northwest wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday is sunny with highs near 73 and a light north-northeast breeze up to 10 miles per hour, with patchy fog developing late Saturday night and again each night into next week. Sunday through Tuesday stay mostly sunny with highs sliding from about 72 on Sunday to near 69 by Tuesday and nights, mainly in the high 50s with patchy fog each night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California's economy has slipped from the world's 4th largest to the 5th largest, with Japan reclaiming the number 4 spot due to a higher gross domestic product of $4 trillion. California's economy, also at $4 trillion, experienced a 5% increase in the second quarter of 2025. However, Japan's economy grew by 6.5%, allowing it to surpass California. The International Monetary Fund's report places India at $4 trillion and the United Kingdom at $3 trillion, highlighting a significant gap. This shift underscores the competitive nature of the global economy and the impact of currency fluctuations on California's economic standing. Now on to sports. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, the Bengals beat the Steelers in a stunning upset, 33-31. Newly acquired Joe Flacco was 31 for 47. With 342 yards passing, 3 passing touchdowns, and no interceptions. Aaron Rodgers was 23 for 34, with 249 yards passing, 4 passing touchdowns, 2 in interceptions. The Bengals are now 3-4, and the Steelers fall to 4-2. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 3-2 Falcons in San Francisco to face the 4-2 49ers. The 49ers are favored by 2.5, with the over-under set at 47.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. In college football tonight, number 2 Miami is at home against unranked Louisville. Kickoff is at 4 Eastern on ESPN. And Saturday, check out number 20 USC in South Bend, facing the number 13 Fighting Irish. Kickoff is at 4:30 Eastern on NBC. Notre Dame is favored by 9.5, and the over-under is 60.5. Yowza. In local sports, when they are rolling like this, there is no catching these Dodgers. During an underwhelming regular season, it felt at times like a video game. But the juggernaut is here, right on time, winning 8 of their 9 postseason games. They beat the Brewers 3-1 in Game 3 to lead the National League Championship Series 3-0. Manager Dave Roberts said, "They are battle-tested, and they know that I have never lost faith in them." The Dodgers have allowed just 3 runs in this series, showcasing their dominance. They are 5 wins away from establishing a dynasty. Tonight at 5:30, they go for the sweep. On Sunday, we got our 4-2 Chargers at home, facing the 5-1 Colts. The Bolts are favored by 1.5, with the over-under set at 48.5. Kickoff is at 1:05 on CBS. Also, we got our 4-2 Rams in London, facing the 4-2 Jaguars. The Rams are favored by 3.5, with the over-under set at 44.5. Kickoff is at 6:30 a.m. on NFL Network. In top news, winter is approaching, but how cold will it be? Federal forecasters from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center provided their annual winter outlook on October 16th. A warmer-than-average winter is expected across the southern United States, California, and much of the East Coast in Florida. Conversely, colder-than-normal conditions will likely affect the Pacific Northwest and Upper Midwest. Precipitation is anticipated in the Northern Rockies and Great Lakes region, while the southern tier may experience drier-than-average conditions. La Niña conditions are a primary driver of this year's forecast, influencing temperatures and precipitation patterns across the nation. In business news, Meta is set to clinch an almost $30 billion financing deal for its data center site in rural Louisiana, which would mark the largest private capital deal on record, Bloomberg News reported on Thursday. Large-scale cloud service providers, known as hyperscalers, are racing to build artificial intelligence infrastructure, primarily investing in data centers. Meta will share ownership of the Hyperion data center site in Richland Parish, Louisiana, with Blue Owl Capital, retaining only 20%. Morgan Stanley arranged more than $27 billion in debt and about $2.5 billion in equity to finance this project, which is expected to be completed in 2029. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% for the week to $109,000. Ethereum is down 5% to just over $3,900. And XRP is down 8% to $2.35. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have finally corrected a fatal flaw in an unlimited power source, sparking an energy revolution. Researchers in the United Kingdom exploited a weakness in current energy technology to create more electricity. Traditional solar power technology falters during heat waves, losing 10 to 25% of potential electricity. The new method alters photovoltaic cells to store excess heat as chemical energy, which can later be converted into electricity. If widely adopted, these photoelectrochemical solar panels could significantly contribute to sustainable power. This innovative approach showcases that even heat waves could be harnessed to power the green energy revolution. And in entertainment news, Eddie Q hints at Apple's next sports deal, stating, "We do love F1. As Apple reportedly approaches a yearly deal worth $140 million for the United States rights of Formula One, Hugh has been discussing Apple TV and sports streaming. During a recent panel, Hugh criticized the current streaming landscape, suggesting more bundling is needed. He also noted that streaming technology could unlock new opportunities. When discussing Formula One, Q pointed out that the related movie is the highest-grossing sports film of all time. Apple is close to announcing its Formula One streaming package, potentially this weekend at the U.S. Grand Prix in Austin. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and futurist, R. Buckminster Fuller. And he said, "We are called to be architects of the future, not its victims." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings Venice Beach.